Peter Zamonski is here with us at the Bare Bones Film Festival. He likes to be referred to as Peter Z. He has a website, peterzamonski.com. And, of course, that's all one word. And then he has pzproductionsnorth.com. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
You have an interesting last name there.
Yes.
So you have a website with just your, what, Peter Z?
PeterZamonski.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Where are you from?
The last name is Russian, originated in St. Petersburg. I am from former Soviet Union, the country of Kazakhstan. I grew up in USSR, woke up one day, and it's a different country. I'm in Kazakhstan. So,
how long have you been in the U.S.?
I've been in the U.S. for about 10 years, a little over 10 years.
Okay. So you've pretty well been Americanized for better or worse.
Yeah, I call myself American.
What type of things do you do in the movie business? What are you doing here? What are you showing?
I'm an auteur, which means that I do a lot of different things. I wear different hats. Mainly, I try to focus on directing and producing, but I also act and write and write music, compose. Now, in this festival, this Bare Bones 2008, I have a project, a music video, which promotes the film that I shot here in Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri. We had several locations in 2003. It is called Forever Brothers. Now, the film has been picked up for a national distribution in Kazakhstan by the company Super Smile Group. And to promote the film, we've created a band called The One, which has a song with the same name, The One, which is a theme from the film, Forever mm-hmm. Brothers. And we made a music video. We shot a music video, and that's what we're playing at the film festival.
So are you not only do movies, but you do music?
Correct.
And Tell me a little bit about your music. We played a little clip of it here so people have an idea, but how long have you been, did you do music in Russia?
Yes, I did. I have a music degree, and I've played the piano since I was seven, mm-hmm. and that would be 21
what
years.
What instruments do you play?
I play the piano. I'm a concert pianist.
But I'm impressed.
Thank you. I also used to do my own concerts, solo concerts, and in many states here in the United States, I've had a good turnout and recorded about 15 CDs, personal CDs of music. Then went on to scoring films, since that's my main area of expertise, and that's what my career is in filmmaking. And I cannot give up my music. It just haunts me. It's like, you're a musician too. So I do score my own films, and I do score other films as well. And now we have a music video, so I sing as well.
So, you know, with the music video craze, it's been around for a while now. When you get ready to market a tune, naturally you think about a video. But I wonder, when you compose something, do you have in the back of your mind, hey, this might make a nice video?
Yes, I am a very visual person. That is why I direct.
Uh-huh.
And when I have an idea, or when I write a screenplay as well, I visualize how it's going to be, and I visualize the already. The done project.
The finished project.
Yes.
Right.
Already, like I see a film already or a music video. The same thing happens when I compose a song, when I'm inspired. You know, I believe in God, and I believe that that's given to me by God. And I already see the whole edited version of it. And so whether it's a film, a screenplay, or a music piece,
so you've played it in your mind already.
Correct, yes, I do.
In widescreen and great,
yeah, and
great
Dolby
sound
yes.
What projects are you going to be going to next?
We're actually right now doing heavy marketing for Forever Brothers in Kazakhstan, because we're not going to stop there. We're going to former USSR countries, CIS republics.
Are you going back personally to help market it?
Yes. Yeah, I just now got back from Russia, from Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing some heavy marketing, trailers playing, national television, Russian MTV, you name it.
Let me ask you something. You've been gone 10 years, and you've been back several times, I'm sure.
Right.
How has it changed over this period of time?
The
back country
home?
Itself and the marketing ability and all of that.
That's a very good question. And every time I go back home, which happens twice a year, I try to go back as much as possible. There are drastic changes. First and the biggest one is economy, rising of economy. You know, and I will say Russia, because people are more
understand.
Right, and it's, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. The economy rises tremendously. The film industry has become a big deal. People are starting to invest. It's becoming a popular thing to do. People have money. Create businesses, they get money, and they want to invest in something different, something that they never did before, because during the Soviet Union, there was no private studios. Everything was funded by the government. There was no, investors, independent
Sure.
people investing in films. All the films was controlled by the government and invested by the government, and so you couldn't really speak up or do your own thing, because everything was what the government wanted you to show.
Well, it was kind of wide open creatively for a while. Is it getting a little more closed again? Is there more censorship now? Or is it just going Jesse, as we say in this country, just wide open and everybody's making money and having fun?
I was surprised, because I just got back and I found out that there is no censorship. You can speak up and do whatever you want, and say whatever you want.
There's probably more freedom there than here.
I don't know. I'd be very careful about bad mouthing the president or anything like that. That might, get you in trouble. But other than that, you can speak up. It's democracy.
And your subjects are not political anyway, are they?
My subject is the way we market right now is you view America through the eyes of a Russian director from Kazakhstan.
And I imagine that probably gets a lot of interest.
It does. It does. I am very well known in academic circles over there. When I go back, I lecture in the National Academy of Arts. I lecture about independent film producing and directing. I also used to be in TV shows and TV, and I've done some film back home, so I've already... I have a little fan base already there, and every time I get prints in the newspapers.
A lot of people like to take credit about opening up the USSR, but I really feel it's technology and communications that did it. We could see that the Russian people were the same as us, and you could see vice versa, and so it was pretty hard to keep up that little false security thing going.
Yes, when I came to America 10 years ago, I lived in a host family, American host family.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the times during the Cold War, and when we had that wall, when everybody was afraid of, either them pushing a button or America pushing
Sure.
a button, which is no such a thing as pushing a button, but, and they're like, wow, you're a human being just like us. And I'm like, yeah, you're just like us as well. We're all humans. We have feelings, and we can love and respect, and we have values, family values. We value our friendships, so we can be friends. And we can, do things together, and we can live without
wars.
Where
do you live now, California?
Yes, I live in Los Angeles right
uh-huh.
now. In Hollywood.
I mean, the reason you mentioned that you did a lot of things in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
Yes. I used to live in Oklahoma, and I have a degree from University of Oklahoma.
I met you in Tulsa one time.
I used to live in Tulsa, too.
Okay.
The film that we did, Forever Brothers, it was mainly shot in Tulsa and in Kansas. I have a degree from University of Oklahoma, a master's degree in professional writing. I used to teach film at OU. I have a lot of friends here in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has been really friendly to me, really embraced me as a Russian child, I guess, adopted me, which I'm really thankful. I would like to give back to Oklahoma. And every time I come to the Bare Bones, it just, you know, my heart opens up, and I would just like to embrace everybody and
It's almost
share.
Like coming home.
Exactly. Oklahoma is my second home.
Yeah. Now, your country is what? So to the west of Leningrad and Moscow,
my country, east.
I'm trying to figure out where
it's in Central Asia, actually.
Okay, Central. Okay.
Right. It's.
I guess that would be east. I call it west, but you're right. It would be.
It's south.
That's what I was getting at. It was actually in Asia rather than Europe.
Right. Well, USSR. It was in Eurasia, which part of Europe, part Asia,
right.
And Russia would be, Eastern Europe.
In Europe, right?
Yes. Kazakhstan would be more on southeast.
Closer to
Asia,
Afghanistan.
Yes. Not really.
Okay.
We're.
I'm just trying to get it in my mind.
Our neighbor countries are China, Mongolia, Russia, and then Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. And Caspian Sea is our sea. And Afghanistan would be further.
Do they speak traditional Russian there, or
everybody
Chinese?
Speaks Russian, and the national languages, actually two languages, Russian and Kazakh language.
Okay. What's the difference in those two languages? Are they difficult?
Yes, they're very difficult. Russian language.
I mean,
language.
You speak very good English.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Russian.
I don't know that English is all that easy to know either, or is it?
Russian derives from Cyrillic. It's a Slavic language, and Kazakh language is closer to like a Turkish language. You know.
Sure. You're going to be marketing this. You're going back over there pretty soon, I take it.
I'm going back because we were planning to have the grand opening, the premiere this summer. The
now,
film.
Do they have premieres there like they do in Hollywood with the lights and the whole thing?
Yes, they do, and we're planning on to have one of those, which a lot of actors from here will fly to the premiere. It's coming out in every single theater, which is a big deal.
Sure it is.
I'm very happy for that. But later on, we're targeting Russia and Europe and other English-speaking countries, and it's going to come out on DVD.
It appears to me we have been doing things on the Internet and broadcasting for about a decade now, not quite, but almost. And about a third of our audience is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to me that marketing is pretty much the same almost everywhere these days.
Yes, and marketing is a key for pretty much any project.
Uh-huh.
Internet is a big thing right now, and we're working on creating a Russian version of website for the Forever Brothers and the music video sponsored by Super Smile Group.
Okay, we're about out of time. Let's. Will this product be seen in America?
Yes, absolutely. We are now working on behind the scenes for it, so we'll have a full featured developed DVD with different language versions and behind the scenes and the music video and the specials, all DVD features.
Well, it sounds like you're living the American dream since you arrived here. I guess you came from the USSR straight to Oklahoma?
I actually came to Kansas first. Washington, D.C. for a little bit, to just the tours and sightseeing.
Uh-huh.
Then Kansas, Pittsburgh, Fort Scott, Kansas first. Then I lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
I know
Kansas.
Where Fort Scott is.
And then Oklahoma. I feel
is
like
it,
this is...
Is the land in your country like Kansas? Or is it more hilly?
We have... in Kazakhstan, we have big mountains, beautiful mountains.
Okay.
Third biggest mountains in the world. And we
That's what I was thinking, and in remotely in the back of my mind, I was thinking it's a pretty mountainous country.
Yes, it's very pretty. You have Grand Canyon is the biggest canyon in the world. Well, we have the second largest canyon.
Oh, what's the name of it?
Charin.
And where is it located? In the center of the country? Or?
No, it's located actually southeast of the country on the border with China. So the Chinese mountain, Shanshan Mountains.
Have you seen the Grand Canyon?
Yes, I have.
Are they pretty close in looks and visuals?
You cannot compare anything to Grand Canyon. It's one of the best. It's the best.
One of our advertisers is Marvelous Marv, Grand Canyon Tours. He'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, Charin Canyon, the canyon that we have, is very beautiful. It's a little different in structure.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of Buddhist monks have lived there and left writings on the stone and everything. It's beautiful. They have trees as wide as, I don't know, as half of this building. I don't know. They're
gigantic,
like,
huh?
Yeah, they're hundreds and
like
hundreds of years old.
Kind of like Yosemite in California. Yeah. Big trees.
Right, exactly. So, but I consider this country my second home.
So are you looking to have a dual citizenship or just staying here in the U.S.? Or?
My country doesn't allow dual citizenship.
Oh, they don't.
No, but I have a green card.
Sure.
And I'm a resident of the United States. I'm looking to get my citizenship pretty soon.
Well, great. Great. I wish you luck in marketing this right on through the rest of Europe, out of Asia there, and back here in this country as well.
We had a lot of Oklahomans in the film. We had both cast and crew, about 500 people. It was a big production. The budget wasn't that big, but for local,
sure.
It was
a big
pretty good. Yes, and we had about maybe 200 people that are from Oklahoma that are involved in the film. And a lot of people from Muskogee, I'd say about 20, 30 people from Muskogee only in
Fantastic.
The picture. So it's a big deal having a theatrical premiere, everyone in the world featuring Muskogee and Oklahoma people.
Well, maybe we can get you to open up a production office in Muskogee before it's over. You never know.
I already work with Darkwood Productions, and Oscar and Sharon are like my father and my mother.
Well, that's fantastic. They are nice people. Thank you very much, and good luck on marketing. One final question. How do you compare the creative angle with the marketing angle? They're both interesting, I think.
Yes.
Which do you like the best? That's what I'm getting at.
The best marketing is creative marketing. So they kind of intertwine. There's a mistake that people make when they just stay on the artistic side of making a film, and they think, okay, it's a great story, it's very creative, you know, it's going to make it on its own, and it's a big mistake because it doesn't. I saw the great independent productions that didn't go anywhere because of lack of marketing. So this is the advice to the producers out there. You're a truly producer when your film is being showcased, because who's going to watch it when it's laying on the shelf? What good is going to do? What's the purpose of you making the film is to showcase it to the audience, to send a message. And you cannot send a message to the shelf. You have to send it to people. And where's people, there's communication, there's marketing, and you have to be creative to market to not only like a certain audience, but you want everybody to know about your film, and you want to send that message. So you got to get creative. If you don't know how to do this, learn how to do this. And before you make a film, ask yourself a question: who's going to see it? Where am I going to market it? You know, who's my audience? And you have to start from there. And unfortunately, people don't. And then when it comes to the distribution.
We had the same problem in the broadcast business. Yeah. People think if they build a great program, produce a great show, people will find it. That's not necessarily true.
That is correct.
You got to get the word out there. We spend about half of our time marketing.
And I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in marketing. So before making a film, now I try to sell it, pre-sell it already. So I know it's not going to stay there on the shelf. I know that people will see it. You know, and I'll get feedback, and it's all about communication. It's all about sending the message, and that's what we directors and writers, we don't write for ourselves. We write for others to express certain things and show certain things. And the only good it will do if it's out there through marketing.
I think that's a good way to close the show. Good advice for people who want to get into your business, and actually any business really that involves creativity. You gotta get people to take advantage of it. They gotta know about it. You gotta market it.
Yes, that is true. Marketing is one of the key elements.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I know you're a local celebrity, and it's a pleasure to be in the same room with you and have an interview with famous Jerry Pippen.
You can tell he's a good marketer, so he knows how to butter me up. I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Muskogee. Thank you, Muskogee. Thank you, Muskogee. Thank you, Oklahoma. I love you.
The Elvis Presley story. The Collector's Item thought to be extinct until recently. Now, all 13 hours of this famous worldwide radio broadcast series, produced in the 70s by rock and roll legend Ron Jacobs from Watermark Productions and heard around the world and hosted by Wink Martindale, is now available on CD. Hear the complete story, from the cradle to the grave, Elvis Presley. He was truly the king of rock and roll. The Elvis Presley story is a collector's item, with all of the music and the people who made Elvis the king of rock and roll. Order now. Limited time discount price, $39.95 plus $5.95 shipping. Don't miss the Elvis Presley story, available to you exclusively through this radio offer. Order now the Elvis Presley story. Hurry, supply is limited. One of the delights of coming to the film festivals, of course, you always meet a pretty actress, and we have one here, Crystal Mantoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, honey.
Hey,
here with the movie The Waiter. It's an amazing movie. It's loosely based on the Enron scandal. It shows at the Roxy Theater. So... really excited.
Crystal, you have friends here in Oklahoma. In fact, you went to the University of Oklahoma, huh?
Yes, I did. Graduated a few years ago.
Basically are concentrating on acting or what?
Yes, it's my profession. It's what I do. I enjoy it very much.
Well, tell us a little bit about this movie and your role that you're
Waiter.
In here.
The film is loosely based on the Enron scandal, and there's a fictitious character. It's a hitman, actually, who was a soldier in the war in Iraq. My character, her name is Sadi, and I actually learned and performed in Arabic for this film, and it's a three-part trilogy. She's the lead in the trilogy, but in this part, she only appears in dream sequences. In the lead character's mind, he met her in Iraq when he was at war. She was a widow, and he fell in love but didn't really know what to do with it.
A lot of people probably realize this by now because the media has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily shoot it in order. You might shoot the last scene first, middle scene, and on and on and on. How does that impact an actor or an actress?
Is that
difficult?
You have to know the story inside and out. I'm an actress with a belief.
In other words, you have to read the whole screenplay and know what you're really about.
Yes, you have to know your character backwards and forwards. The story is the most important thing. Being able to work with the arcs of the story. Like, you're filming things out of order, but... you know what's going on when you're shooting certain scenes.
Is it a certain type of role that you're getting cast in, or do you want to be known as a wide variety of art? I imagine every actress and actor would like to be known for their versatility.
Yeah. I have been blessed to have worked on a lot of variety of types of films as well as characters, and just in this past year I've worked on series, dramas, and also played a brothel girl in a comedy. It was really exciting.
Speaking of comedy, have you tried some comedy?
Yeah, I have.
And do you like it?
I do. very much. It's really
a,
fun.
It's a little different technique, I imagine, with each of these. And especially,
right.
It appears to me from just doing TV interviews over the years, that video, especially movies and film, and it seems to me you're better off underplaying than overplaying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true?
I agree with that very much. Yeah.
I think they're in the business, they call it being cool or something.
Being cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The screen is, it's a really cool medium, and you pick up so much, just all the little nuances, you know. It doesn't have to be big like it is in theater.
Sure.
It's more inside. In the eyes.
That you develop, I imagine, as well, with the help of the directors as well. But as you look at you, I remember the first time I saw myself on screen, I was twitching, moving around. What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's me. I've done that before.
Now, what about this character in this movie that they're showing here at Bare Bones?
Oh,
can you identify with her?
With her? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's, oh, really?
Yeah, she's a woman who endured suffering and really cares deeply for someone that she shouldn't care about, I guess. I mean, in a way, we all should care about everyone in this world, but you know, sometimes our society is, you know, pressing things upon us that, you know, we react to. But yeah, I did identify with her.
Well, I know you still live in L.A., but you've been doing a lot of things in Texas and Oklahoma. And this latest project you're filming now, I think, is down in Louisiana.
Actually, it's based in Texas, but it's filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all over right now. I'm in between shoot dates. It's really exciting. I love it. I'm working with an amazing director that I just dreamed of working with, and he's really a cool guy. His name's Terrence Malick, and he did a number of amazing films before now, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard his
name. Okay, Crystal, we'll be keeping our eyes open for you at your neighborhood theater and on the video screen near you.
Thanks.
You got some friends coming in.
Yeah, I'm excited.
People that you knew from University of Oklahoma or something?
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get the best slice in town, too.
Now, you lived in Dallas, too, at one time. Huh? Right?
Yeah,
you live in
I grew up in Dallas. Yeah. Dallas proper. All over. I went to Arts Magnet there.
So they're coming up, and they're having a great time in Muskogee.
Yeah. I haven't seen them in a few years. I'm really, really excited.
Well, you look great today. So
thanks
very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up this first hour of the Bare Bones Film Festival shows. We'll be doing a series now of shows, mostly from the Bare Bones Film Festival, about independent films. I'd like to thank Roberta Scott, our on-location producer, James Wortley, our web producer. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Cheers.